wonderful power in the world. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Would you go evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your past sin and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come forward, cleansing to Calvary's side. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be wiser, much wiser than so? If power in the blood, power in the blood, since things are lost in new life-giving flow, if wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service to Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood.
Praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful for the blood? Absolutely. We just need to tap into that power, don't we? By faith this morning. Let's just bow our heads in prayer and welcome our Lord Jesus here. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you this morning, Lord, and we just welcome you. Give you all praise and glory, Lord, for your blessing, Lord, and your mercy upon us and in our lives, Lord. We thank you for every, Lord, small thing, every great thing that you've done for us, Lord, and what you're going to do for us. And Lord, it's by your promises, Lord, that we're sustained, Lord, and it's by the power of your blood, Lord, that we receive it all. Come before your throne of grace this morning, Lord, cleansed in the precious blood of the Lamb, Lord, and we just commit this time, Lord, and those that might be listening, those that are here as well, into your hands, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's sing number 271, Burdens Now Are Lighter, Brighter Is My Way.
Burdens now are lighter, brighter is my way. It is such a joy to walk with me. When this journey here is over, I'll set my feet on heaven's shore. Eternity of joy will just begin. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise Lord, today I know I'm free. He is with me.
this morning. Not at this stage? Praise the Lord. We'll just... one over here? Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Just welcome the two strangers back here. Praise the Lord. I don't know what Brother Lee's going to tell you about what happened to his leg, but I said it was a snowboarding accident, so we'll just leave it at that, I think. Down in Queenstown. Let's sing number 303. He walked in Galilee.
He walked in Galilee. He prayed for you and me. Yes, he came to set us free. He took the blame.
Of Calvary.
Fairest of all the earth beside, chiefest of all unto my bride. Fullness divine in thee I see, wonderful man of Calvary, that man of Calvary has won my man of Calvary, has won my heart from me and died to set me free. Blessed man of Calvary, giving the gifts of pain for men, pouring your blood beyond counting, giving us spotless purity. Bountiful man of Calvary, that man of Calvary has won my heart from me and died to set me free. Best man of Calvary, comfort of all my earthly way, Jesus, I'll meet this unsweet day. Center of glory, thee I see, wonderful man of Calvary. That man of Calvary has won my heart from me and died to set me free.
Amen. Has he won your heart this morning? We just want him to have it all, don't we? And all our ambitions, all our thoughts, all our desires, we just want him to be the one who's taking control. Let's sing As I Journey Through the Land, singing as I go.
As I journey through the land, singing as I go, of glory, make me live my soul.
praise the Lord. Isn't it? I just found, you know, when the devil starts really getting you down and chewing you up and beating you up, all those things, and then you start talking to someone about the love and the saving grace of our Lord and our precious blood, and it just drives all those fears out, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. We rest in that, and in that finished work. We'll sing number 133, Wonderful, Wonderful, and then I'll ask Brother Tato if he'd bring his item.
Jesus is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is He, saving me, redeeming me, from sin and shame. All is my Redeemer, praise His name. I once was lost, now angels might have been praising and worshiping the Lord. So I wouldn't be able to do it in there, but hey, glory to God. Lord of the heaven and the earth, my Savior, Redeemer, risen Lord, full honor and glory, power and strength. To Him upon the throne, Lord of the heaven and the earth, my Savior, Redeemer, risen Lord, full honor and glory, power and strength. To Him upon the throne, holy, holy, You are worthy. Praises to the Son of God, Jesus, You alone are worthy. Crown Him righteousness and peace. Glory, glory. Praises to the great I am, Hosanna, joy within your singing. Worthy is the Lamb of God, worthy is the Lamb of God, Lord of the heaven and the earth, my Savior, Redeemer, risen Lord. All honor and glory,
to him upon the throne. Lord of the heavens and the earth, my Savior, Redeemer, risen Lord, all honor and glory, thou and strength. To him upon the throne, holy, holy, he always is. Praises to the Son of God. Jesus, you alone are worthy. Crowned in righteousness and peace. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praises to the great I am. Who's in the joy with angels singing? Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Holy, holy, you are worthy. Praises to the Son of God. Jesus, you alone are worthy. Crowned in righteousness. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praises to the great I am. Who's in the joy when you sing? Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Praise the Lord. He is worthy. He's the only one that's worthy. I'm just going to bring the prayer requests now. And I'll ask Brother Lee if you wouldn't mind coming bringing them. Sorry, someone's twisted you. And give a greeting as well. So. There's just one, a new one here. Please pray for the pet shelter to keep many home offers for poor old cat at risk of euthanasia. Please pray for the pet to be safe, protected, and get a successful adoption. I'm not too sure who that's from, but they say thanks. Do you know what? The Lord cares for the small sparrows, doesn't he? He feeds them. He's an all-caring. Cares for his creation. Please pray for me that God would hear and answer my prayers, and God to give me my desires of my heart, and God to give me power and wisdom to create wealth, and God to give me great grace and favor to enjoy life, and God to give me great favor with Salome and my family and Mother Alice, and my love and friendship and relationship and marriage. And that's from Charles. We'll just remember Sister Helen Thomas. And who's broken her elbow. But we just want to remember Sister Shirley as well. And the many, we just want to thank the Lord for many answered prayers amongst us all. Now there's that song, the Count Your Blessings. Name them one by one. You know, and there's many times in this life, in this world, that things just get a lot crowded out. And you forget all the things that the Lord's done for you. And it's not until you bring it back into perspective and know that he's the one who's brought you along the way and the one that's kept you and blessed you in your life. And we just want to give him all the praise and all the glory and keep that at the front of our thoughts. If you wouldn't mind coming, Brother Lee. Is there any others at this time? Well, we serve a wonderful Saviour this morning. Thank you, Brother Lee.
Bless you. It's good to see you. One of the good blessings I had was this morning, sitting there, quietly considered, brothers and sisters, waiting for the Holy Spirit to come and touch him. I could feel the presence of the Lord just when my heart was just uplifting. I said to Barbara when she came in a bit later, and I told her, I just felt the presence of the Lord. And that was a mighty thing in my understanding. We'll just pray for these things that Tim's read out. I didn't write them, I didn't see them, but the Lord knows every one of them. And all you people that are listening in, that listen, your prayers are heard as well, even if you only had them in your heart. But believe that he will answer. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, we are very, very privileged people to know that you died on the cross of Calvary because of our sin. You knew, Lord Jesus, that there was no other way around. There's no one else could have died in our place except you, because you're the sinless Son of God. In fact, you are God, Lord Jesus. And we say thank you for undertaking for all these that were listed. You know about them. And bless the people that are listening in at their time. Uplift them, encourage them. May they feel your presence right now as they're listening. Right now, lift in their heart to know that the Lord is there with them and they're not alone. You're ever present. We thank you, Jesus, for what you did. Barbara and I thank you, Lord, for what you did for us on our holiday. And I'm just going to bring greetings and bless the people that we met. And all of these things, you know all about it, every detail. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah, well, Howard asked if I wanted to say something, because this had to have at the moment. But the thing is that why I'm limping around is we were in Queenstown. Well, before that, this is a two-way thing. I'd strained my upper leg muscles very severely with the motorhome, and we was draining the water out of the shower situation, and it was raining anyway. And it was on a little bit of a slope, and I just could not get up. I was against the vehicle, and I couldn't lift myself, and I just had to do something. And I put too much power in the right-hand leg, upper thigh, and I was severely painful. And then after that, to carry on, we drove about 200K coming back towards Queenstown. And Barbara and I were looking at the map of the streets, and we were quite surprised. There was Searle Lane down in the middle of the township, and we were just wandering around town having a look, and I was hobbling, not with a stick at all, but I was very sore upper muscle, and I was looking for the Searle sign about that level, walking along. And people around us, lovely lane it was. Not, this isn't the Searle Lane, but one to it. And there was a lot of people around, and, you know, 20, 30, that walking around. And I stepped just as to go onto the next step. If you see where I'm standing now, the bottom step there, that's about that drop. And I was expecting just to walk on the concrete path, and just dropped on my right-hand leg. And the pain was horrendous. And I didn't know what I'd done, and I thought I might have broke my hip and whatever. But the Lord provided a lovely fence, big or pipe and mesh on it, and I actually fell onto it, and I didn't fall to the ground. But I came back here. I was in a wheelchair through four flights of planes. Always in a wheelchair. Howard knows about it. When we went to Australia once, I did the same thing from Gisborne in a wheelchair to Australia and back. However, the Lord undertook, and I went to the hospital yesterday, or the day before, day before that, I think, and had an x-ray, and there's no damage done, and they said in about 2 or 3 weeks it probably will just, and I know it will be fixed because the Lord is undertaking. Now, we also had an opportunity to call into flying from Dunedin to Christchurch. We had a 5-hour wait for the next plane to go to Auckland via down for Gisborne. And so I rung up Greg Alford and Nancy, and he came out knowing we were going to be there and picked us up, and we had 5 hours of wonderful fellowship with Brother Greg, Sister Nancy, June Mounter, she was there, came specially, and also Jenny Frandy. And Sister Merle and Sister Shirley were remembered by Sister June Mounter particularly. But they're all giving their regards to all the folks up here. So, but I thought I'd tell you about that, then you didn't have to ask everybody one at a time. But the Lord was with our trip. It was absolutely marvelous. We went to Stewart Island as well, and we had a wonderful time. We felt the presence of the Lord. We weren't able to speak to anybody for any length of time. It just did not work out that way. But, you know, one fellow was, his name was James, driving us around the tour of Dunedin. Very nice fellow. And Barbara and I were the only ones in this brand new minibus that he had showing around. And this 2-hour delivery, he gave us nearly 3 hours of, because we got on so well. But he was showing us the buildings of these fancy buildings down there. What do you call them? Cathedrals. And he loved these buildings. And I said, well, look, thank you for showing us these, James, but I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And the buildings have absolutely nothing to do with it, with Christianity. I said, are you a Christian? No. And that was the end of that subject. And there's a few like that that we'd met. It just couldn't go any further. But anyway, the Lord said, we'll have a holiday. So we did, and we did. So he even gave us, we didn't have to tell too many people. But we were willing, but we had a wonderful time at Christchurch with the Alfords, and we were blessed, glad to be back. You know what? Carry on walking with the Lord, no matter what. Lord bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll just have a few more and then I'll ask Brother Alfred to come. We'll just sing this one more, number 74. Sometimes I feel like I'm going up.
Sometimes I feel like I'm going up. I'm going up, I'm going up. Sometimes I feel like I'm going up, I'm going up to sing. Sometimes I feel like heaven's come down, come down. Heaven's come down.
Praise the Lord. You may be seated at this time. Thank you, Brother Howard.
One day heaven, we like heaven to come down, but the day's coming, we're going to go up and meet heaven. It's going to go the other way. Praise the Lord. Who loves the Lord?
Amen.
Glad Brother Lee's doing okay, and we keep praying for him, he'll be right. Just watch the steps. You know, as you get older, there's a few of us here, you've really got to watch your step. You know, the people say, watch your step. You really need to. Be careful, because, you know, you just don't fall as well as you used to. You used to fall and bounce back, but now it's you stay down there for a while. Is that right, Brother Charlie? Amen. Well, we're so glad to be here in the house of God, and it's a privilege to be in His house. It really is. We just pray that He'll speak to us today in a very real way. And we just remember all those out there listening, joining with us, that God will bless them and too. We really appreciate you people joining us. You're well over 100 every week to join with us. That's more than we've got here, a lot more. And it's a privilege. There may be more than 100, maybe 200, maybe 300, because we don't know how many actually listening on the view. But I just pray that God will bless each one of you, and it's a privilege to be in His house. Praise be to God. I wonder if we could just stand for the reading of God's word. And we're reading from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought of the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself." You know, brothers and sisters, listen to what's been said. This is what our Lord is telling us. Don't take thought for tomorrow. Oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? Don't do that. "For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." May God bless His precious word. I also like to read from Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, which says, "Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do." Our brother Paul speaking, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Also want to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Just the one verse which says, "For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." So may the Lord really bless His word. They're all tied together in what we're speaking about. So let's just pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, we humbly bow our hearts to Thee, Great One, the Saviour of our souls, the Healer of our bodies. We really count it a privilege to be able to call You our Saviour in this last day, Lord, in a world that's desperate. We're very thankful to have You. We love You, Lord. We want more of You. We're not happy with our walk with You as it ought to be. We pray that You'll give us a greater outpouring of Thy Spirit upon us, Lord. We commit this to You today and pray that You'll be mindful of us and all those joining us too, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. You may be seated. I've got a title to this message, which may be sound a little unusual, but I pray that it'll speak to you. And it's called Living in the Glare of Another Day. You know, brother and sister, we can live in the wrong day. We can be living in the past or we can be living in the future, but we're not living in the now, today. For God is a God of now. He is a God of the past and He is a God of the future. But actually, for us, we live in the now, in the present. Hallelujah. So may God speak to us. It's Jesus of the now, of the now. Who believes the Lord's right here?
Amen.
He's right here in our midst. He's here. Hallelujah. But the lead just told me a while ago. He's here. And I believe it. We're not looking behind. We're not looking at the past. So easy to do this. Think about it, what you do. Our thoughts can be looking back there. But we need to keep our thoughts and our hearts on the happenings of today. Not how we used to be, but how we are now. Because that's the way God looks at it. God doesn't look at how you were. He looks at how you are now in Him. Praise the Lord. So all our scripture readings tell us the same thing. We're not to look back. And we're not to be waiting and worrying for the future to unfold. We do that all the time. Because in doing so, we neglect the present. And this is so real. You'll see it in the Bible everywhere. They did this. When Jesus comes, He will judge you by the present. Not what you were, what you are now. So that really puts a thought on there. He will judge us by the present. Not by our past experiences or the aspirations of the future. One day, I'm going to have faith. You know, one day this and one day that. What about now? What if He comes this morning? He'll take you as He sees you. He'll find you. What state you're in, that's how it is. Oh, Lord, remember 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I was really in the Spirit. That's good. What are you now? Help us, Lord, is the right word. Absolutely. So it's not by those things. And he is a God of the past, present, and future. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's in all three. But actually, when He comes for you, it's how you are now. He's the God of the now. So we don't want to be caught up in the glare of another day that's not irrelevant, is irrelevant. I remember the times when I used to have great walks with God and be in the Spirit lots. That's not going to be good enough today, and neither for you. How He finds you is how He finds you. And that's why He calls Himself the I Am. The I Am has said. God called Himself the I Am, which actually means the present tense. Got any English teachers here? The English tense, I Am, is present tense. Not was, will be, but is. You know, the angels, when they're praising Him right now, they sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Which was, which is, and is to come." Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you love the Lord? I'm so glad He's like that. So wonderful. So it's true. We can learn from the past and experiences. And even in the things of God, we do learn from past experiences. We all know that. But when we lock into the past, oh, so many lock into the past. Oh, years ago this happened. This date, at this date this happened. Or this took place. That's very nice, but we're in another day. We are in another day. And so we just, and we, why are we doing that? Why are we looking in the past? Oh, this happened, and that happened, and even things when God moved, and he did move mightily. He did this and he did that. But we're actually in the now. We're not back there, we're here. And we've got to live in the now. We've got to have an up-to-date experience with God now. Who believes that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a now experience. He's a Jesus of the now. Although he is of the past too and the future. But for us, it's now. Hallelujah. So it becomes more critical when we apply this to spiritual matters. Now at a personal level, some look back to the time when they were more spiritual with God, they're more on fire for God to give them comfort. That's very nice, but that won't hold when he comes. It's now. You've all had better experiences in the past. I'm sure you have. I have. But it's what are you now if he comes through the door? He comes to collect us. What is he going to find in your life? He's God of the now. Hallelujah. So I pray that God will quicken this to us. And they tend to think that God accepts them as they were. When you are, you know, just doing wonderful things in the Spirit. And that was good. And it was God. But what about now? What about now? And the truth is that God will accept you as you are now. Not what you were. Nor not what you expect to be. Oh, and I'll get faith one day. Not good enough. You've got to have faith now. And when he comes, he'll take you on the faith that you have now. Don't you love the Lord? The Bible says in Galatians 5:7, you did run well. Who did hinder you? It said you actually ran well. But who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? You used to, but you don't anymore. You used to be really on fire for God. People used to look at you, wow, they really walking close to God. But what about what they say now? What do they say now? That's why he said in Luke 12:40, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not. So you might have been pretty good 2 years ago. Maybe 10 years ago, you're really good. But if he comes this morning, you don't know he may come this morning. He'll take you as you are. He'll judge you as you are in him. I'm so glad for the blood of Jesus. Who's glad for that? It's not about, we're not talking about qualifying to be in heaven. We're talking about pleasing the Lord. When he sees your fervency and your desire to love him and to serve him. Also in Matthew 25:10, we spoke about this last week and we'll be speaking about it a little bit in the days to come. The foolish virgins, it says in 25:10, the foolish virgins didn't have any Holy Spirit. They didn't have any oil. Without the oil, you're staying here. Does everyone hear me? Without the oil, you're staying here. You cannot go on the rapture without the Holy Ghost. Amen. May God grant it to us. And while they went to a prayer meeting maybe, while they went to wait on the Lord, while they went to church, and while they went this, to trying to get the oil, he came. And then it says, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. When the door shuts, that's it. Notice he didn't say that when they were one time ready. Because some people used to really walk with God. I remember people, I'm not here to judge anybody, I wouldn't even want to. I have no desire to. But I remember one time where people used to be so spiritual, I felt like I hadn't even started. I felt like I hadn't even started. Today, you can't even find them. The Lord comes today. Where are those people? So we cannot live in the glory of past experiences even. Israel in the wilderness is an excellent example to us. And it was supernatural. Did you know that the manna that fell on the ground was supernatural angels' food? Wonderful. And they went and they collected the manna. They picked up the manna, they took it back, and they could actually eat it raw. They could bake it, they could cook it, they could do all manner of things. And they went and got the supernatural angels' food. God calls it angels' food. And it was only good for that day. You couldn't keep it over. I'll save it for next week. You know what the Bible says? It got worms in it. Went bad. You can't get something that God, and it was God, it was angels' food, it was a hand of God feeding the children of Israel, and they collected the manna. Brother Tadu, if they put it in the cupboard and keep it for the next day, it was full of worms. No good. You cannot live off the past experiences. You've got to have a fresh experience every day. You've got to seek the Lord every day. Don't say, oh, I remember this and I remember that. Yeah, we all remember things, but what are you? How is your place and your relationship with God today? So we see they couldn't keep it over. And it went bad and became full of worms, as we said. And God is not interested in us living on past worm-infested experiences. God's not interested in us living on past worm-infested experiences. You know, there's nothing worse when people get up and they give a testimony. And I'm not saying you can't. Sometimes you can, but especially with new people. But sometimes they get up. And they testify and they give the same testimony that happened 25 years ago. I want a fresh experience today. Hallelujah. I want the Spirit of God to be moving today. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see. So that's really important, isn't it? We cannot live on those things. Otherwise, we get a worm-infested experience. People say, oh, man, that person always tells that story. I've heard it over and over again, and maybe it can be a blessing to some, but I tell you what, I want something fresh. Praise be to God. I want to love Him to be fresh every morning. I want His love and His mercies to be fresh every morning. So I want to read something that Brother Branham said concerning this subject. Notice the manner again before we leave it. To be a perfect type, a very perfect type of the Holy Ghost, remember manna fell every night. Every night, he says. And they had to get a new supply. Everyone listening? They had to get a new supply that every day. They had to get it every day. Is that right? They had to keep, if they kept some over, wiggle tails got into it. It had to be, God bless you, sister. It had to be fresh, a fresh experience every day. People say, oh, brother, how it was great last Sunday. God really blessed us. Well, that's not going to help us today. You need a fresh experience today. May God grant it to us all. And he says, that's what's the matter with a whole lot of Pentecostal experiences today. They're depending on testifying something that happened 2 or 3 years ago, he says. Those experiences get wiggle tails. Why not now? Hallelujah. Get a fresh one. That's right. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. We sing that song, don't we? Imagine, I say this, imagine living with somebody that used to love you some time ago. Oh my. What an experience that would be. Living with somebody that used to love you. Now listen, it's the same thing with God. You used to love him. You used to love him dearly. But something's gone a bit cool. Something's gone a bit cold. And God said this himself. He says in Revelation chapter 2 verse 4, the Lord said this. He says, nevertheless, somewhat I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. You love him. You are sincere with him. You reverently walk with God. You prayed every day. You sought the Lord. And today, you've left that love. You go back to that first other experience. That's all great. He said, but do you love me today? Who loves the Lord today? We love him today. He's a God of the now. Our experience is not a past experience. It's a fresh one every morning. Thank you, Lord. They once loved him with all their heart. Now he has second place. God was always first place. Now he's second. If there's something else comes up, oh, we do that now. We used to do other. We always used to put God first. But now we don't put God first. We put whatever's more interesting and more important to you, you put that first. That does not please God. That is not a relationship he'll have with his bride. I'm going to say things, brother and sister, that's the truth. Because one day if he comes this afternoon, it'll be applied to us. Applies to me just like it applies to you. There's no shortcuts for anybody. There's nothing worse than to hear people only testifying about the past. We need a fresh testimony every day. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. It's today. Choose ye this day whom you'll serve. We talk about the church level too. There's a church at a church level. So many churches today are living off past revivals. This is the truth. People of the world, listen. This is happening now. Living off their founder's inspiration. They actually live off somebody else's inspiration and not their own. The Salvation Army, I'll choose them. Good people, faithful. Was started out by a godly warrior by the name of William Booth. Now, that man was full of the Holy Ghost. There's no question. Read his life story. He was full of the Holy Ghost, the founder of the Salvation Army. And he would turn in his grave to see his followers today. They used to have the Holy Spirit moving in their midst. It used to be. We used to be a revival there. And other churches and other organizations. When we think of Martin Luther, John Wesley, John Knox, all these wonderful men of God, and many more founders that God used. But today, a lot of churches have become entertainment centers. That is the truth, my brother and sister. Listen to the internet if you have to. It's just a whole lot of singing and dancing and jigging. Am I right? Yes or no?
Where is the earnestness? Where is the repentance? Where is people wanting to get right with God? It used to be that way, but it's not now. That's at a church level. They're looking back to a past experience somebody else had. Then we come up higher to a church age level. Now, we're in the last church age. The Bible speaks of the Laodicean church age. There's seven church ages. We all know that. It's very clearly written in the Bible in Revelations. And we're in the last one. And people are very happy to acknowledge past men of God, past revivals, in great moves of God. They're very happy to speak about that, but are blinded to what God is doing in this hour. The only thing that matters is, well, Lord, what are you doing now? Lord, I want to be where you are moving. And this is the today is today. I want to know what God wants today. They're blinded to what God is doing in this hour, as I said. And God has always sent a messenger. He always sends a messenger. Look through the whole Bible, right from the Old Testament. God always sends a messenger for the hour, for that age. We know from Revelation 2 to 3, God had seven church ages with seven messengers. They all had, every church age had a messenger. In Revelation, just read Revelation 1:20. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest on my right hand, this is the interpretation of John's vision. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. Now here's the interpretation. The seven stars are the angels. Now the angels also means messengers. The seven stars over that are the messenger or the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches. We are on in the last church age. This is the last one before Jesus comes, and it's just about through. So may the Lord help us to see. So as much as we greatly appreciate the messengers of past ages, then listen carefully. You know, you've got to listen to what's being said. Don't just say, oh, that means it. No, listen to what's being said. God sent us a messenger with a message to prepare this age for his return. Hallelujah. No matter who listen, don't matter who you listen to. Now, this is my personal testimony. Doesn't matter who you listen to or read from past great ministries. Now, I actually read them quite often. There's people, great ministers like Smith Wigglesworth and Charles Spurgeon and all those brothers who are God-filled vessels. And doesn't matter how many of these you listen to, I find there's always something missing. I'll tell you what it is. In no way do we discredit the ministry or the acts of the Holy Spirit through them, but our message is addressing this day, our time. That's why it's so important, our hour, which we're living in. And they are all God's servants, these other brothers, in the past, and will be with us in the rapture. I believe it with all my heart. And the light of their age was truly of God. Whether it was repentance, Martin Luther, or sanctification, John Wesley, you're cleaning up your life and living right. It was all part of it. We should be a part of all that as well. So we see that God has given something needful for this hour. God went to the trouble to visit our generation through a prophet of God. We all know that. There's no question. We have had a real, genuine prophet in this hour with a genuine ministry and gift that has surpassed anything since Christ. I know, I let read every night. You down there, sister. I just said this the other night. You got two brothers in Germany. I can see them now.
Now listen, you don't see this today, and it's never wrong. And that one of them has arthritis, and the other one has heart disease. And if you take that handkerchief that's in your purse and send it to them, God's going to heal them. Now these are very wonderful works of the Son of Man ministry through a man. It's truly wonderful. Jesus said to the woman at the well, go get your husband. She said, I don't have one. He said, that's correct. You've got five. And the one you've got now is not your husband. The same Christ moving in our day. Who believes that? Say amen. We're very privileged. And it's a warning to us. It's the last sign we will see before the coming of the Lord. There's so much I could say. It's a wonderful subject. Maybe we will one day. So they were, every man doing their portion. God sent us our messenger. And it's more than just saying God sent us a prophet. It's what the message he brought that is so important. It's not the man. It's the message, the word of God, to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a word in season. It's the right word for this hour. That's why I said I've listened to others. They're really great and tremendous. Sometimes they're just missing something. Boy, I just, oh, brother. But it wasn't the time. But if they lived on, they would have got it too. I know that. But we have a message in season. And this is what Jesus said after every messenger, the seven messengers, after they all sounded for every church age. This was what God said. Revelation 3:22. He that hath an ear, not this thing with flap on it, a spiritual ear, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of God saith to the churches. Do we have ears to hear what God has said? I'm so glad I have heard. And I just don't want to be a hearer. I want to be a doer of the word. So that's really wonderful. Then we come to the second part of this. There's those that are always looking to the future. And looking to the future all the time, continually looking to the future, is just as bad as looking to the past. Just as bad. Same blinding. That's why it's entitled The Glare. It's a glare of another day, whether it's a future or the past. You're distracted from the present. So this approach is just as damaging as looking back in the past. It's looking always to the future, the future, the future. It's like a person saying, one day, your husbands, one day I'm going to get out and fix that gate. One day, future. We all know what happens, don't we, sisters? Then the gate never gets fixed. You see, because you're always looking for the future. The wife's wanting the present. She wants the gate fixed now. I said that once over season. You'll be surprised how many brothers and sisters came to me over that. That's exactly what happened, brother, at home. He talked about that gate and he never fixed it. Because he's looking to the future. Oh, one day I'm going to fix that gate. But it never fixes the now. If you're going to fix it, pick up your tools and get out and do it. We have a saying, don't put off for tomorrow what can be done today. That is great counsel. Don't put it off. If God's speaking to your heart, do it. Do what God's told you to do. Don't wait until another day. It may never come. From a spiritual standpoint, spiritually we can be a great hindrance to our walk with God. And I'll tell you one, when I get enough faith, brother, when I get enough faith, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It's looking in the future. You've got faith now.
Amen.
Who believes that? Say amen. You've got faith
now, faith of the now, not faith of the future. What's that? It's sufficient. We'll get to that right now. Always looking for the day in the future when faith is right at the door. Faith is here this morning. We need to use it. We have faith and we don't use it. We have a bullet in the gun and we don't fire it. So many have the resources, but they never use what they have. They wonder why the lion ate them. They never pull the trigger at the lion. Brothers and sisters, these things are very real. The Bible says faith, this is a faith without works, is dead to you. Faith without works is of no use to you. When I get it, it means you don't have it. When I get faith, looking in the future. In Romans 12:3, we read, "For I say, through the grace that is given to me, that every man that is among you, not to think more highly, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man, the measure of faith." Brother Charlie, there's faith in you. Because he said every man. Brother Tatu, there's faith in you. Brother Paul, there's faith in you. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Well, God said you would have it. Pauline, you've got faith. You've all got faith this morning. Yes, it's not very much. What's that got to do with it? Faith can move a mountain. Let's read it. It doesn't. It's not the quantity. It's the quality of faith that God gives you. It may be a very small amount. He's given, dealt to every man the measure of faith. We all have faith. It's been given to you. You can't even be saved without it. You need faith to be saved. So if God's given you faith, just say, "Thank you, Lord, I have it." Because we go around with, "Oh, one day I'll get it. One day I'll become more spiritual." Forget it. You've got it now.
Amen.
Start using it. Hallelujah. Who wants to use it?
Amen.
See, all we need is faith as a grain of mustard seed. You know, when I got some mustard seed one time in Israel, it's a tiny wee seed. It's so small, you have to really go up and have a look with them. It's the best way I can explain it, so you'll visualize it. On a typewriter, you put a full stop or a period for you Americans. You put a full stop on the page. That's about the size of mustard seed. It's pretty tiny. It really is. And it says if we have that, it's a grain of mustard seed. Very small faith can do great things. Who believes that? Very small faith can do great things. That includes saving your wife, brother. Who believes that?
Amen.
He could do anything. Or your husband. Matthew 17:20. "And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed," full stop, "ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you." Who said that? Jesus Christ said that. I always think of that story I heard. The sister, she used to do the dishes. She used to look out the window. She saw this mountain. It was always blocking her view. So she said, "Lord, I believe you said if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, we can say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea." And she did that. She prayed that the mountain would be removed. She pulled the blind. She went to bed. The next morning she got up. She raised the blind. There was the mountain. And she said, "Just as I thought." Just as I thought. That's not faith. That's just you. But when God gives you the faith, his faith, the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you'll say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible to you, Brother Reefy. Nothing will be impossible. Isn't that wonderful? That's tremendous. You know, Jesus said that. I got confidence what he says. His words can never fail. He is the truth. So don't wait for tomorrow. You start using the faith you have today. It may be tiny, but use it. You'll be amazed what that little bit of faith will do. We never do it. So, I should pray, but I don't have any faith. You're waiting for another day. And because you don't have the faith, you never get what you ask for because of your unbelief. I just read this. Brother Branham said this. The devil's just trying to scare you out of something. That's exactly right. He's trying to put something off somewhere else. Say, some of these days, you'll be this. That's what he tells you. Some of these days, you'll be this. He says, you are now. Now we're sons of God. Now we're a son of God. I'm a son of God now as I ever will be. Amen. You're looking at a son of God. Because God redeemed me with his precious blood and filled me with his spirit. And I am a son of God and I have the authority of God's word. Amen. Who believes you have it? Amen. Did somebody say not yet? Don't say not yet. He's now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the experience. That's a good examination, to examine our hearts and see how we think, because destroying our faith, it really is becoming a problem. He says, you are now we're sons of God. Now we're seated together in heavenly places. Now we have all powers in heavens and earth. See, now we have it, not in the millennium. You don't have all that faith in the millennium. What do you need it for? You're there. We don't need it then. We've got it now. So what about us believers today as we just zero in? Do these things apply to us? Yes. Yes. You all agree? Say yes. You're all nodding your head. You must believe it. Taking an honest look at ourselves, are we guilty of living in the glare of another day? Whether it be that one or this one. What I had or what I hope to have. He says here, now, the trouble with people today, we find them living in the glare of another age. Just like Jesus found when he came. He found them living in the glare of the law. We keep Moses' law. And ignoring what was taking place in his age. They ignored Jesus because they're all talking about the law, the Ten Commandments. And he was the fulfillment of that. Are we guilty of looking back to some certain date or some great event that took place years ago? You see, God sent us a mighty vindicated message, no doubt about that. What about believers doing with it? What are they doing with it today? They quote it like you wouldn't believe. If God vindicated his word over 60 years ago, are we satisfied to stand back and look back what God did back there? I'm not. I want to see the Jesus Christ of today, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know that word today is so important to you and I? It's what he will do for us today. Now I believe, Lord, now I believe all things are possible. Now I believe. Who believes?
I believe.
Well, may God bless you, and you'll know it, and you'll get a witness in your heart when you believe. Are we different, any different from the Pharisees? We have Abraham to our father way back. We have Abraham to our father. They were very focused on their prophet, Abraham, looking back. but could not see the God of Abraham present, standing before them. He rejected him. This is what Jesus says here in John 8:39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. You see? Are we satisfied to look back to the message without the works and the same vindications and the same anointing? No, I'm not happy. We're just reading a book. I want to see the vindication of the risen Christ in our midst here. Brother and sister, if we don't start believing it, God will find somebody that will. It may be the stones out on the driveway. He can raise up the children of Abraham from the stones. He'll have to do it. Jesus said so. A child of God will not settle for a second-hand robe. There's too many second-hand robes. Oh, Brother so-and-so did this, and Brother so-and-so did that. I want it to be in our midst, in my life. Some are looking to the future, to what God is going to do. And that's interesting. But don't get in the glare of it, of another age. You know, because it's ahead of us. It could be here at any time. But brothers and sisters, we must believe now. Remember, God sent supernatural food every night in the wilderness. There was a miracle every night. There should be a miracle in our life every night. It may not be turning water into wine. I'm not talking about that sort of miracle. But God answering your need, whatever you have need. If you're sick, you can be healed this morning. For he is a God of the now. Hallelujah. I believe God's word. Brothers and sisters, we're not a bunch of wishbones. We are faith in the God of eternity. The God of the now is here. You say, how can you heal? I can't even heal a flea. Nobody can heal a flea. He is the healer. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that taketh away all thine iniquities. He's the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. Who believes that?
Amen.
Or do we have to wait? Wait till we build up a lot of faith. Hallelujah. Speak in tongues for a bit. Get a bit of shaking. You know? He's the God of the now. He doesn't need all that. He'll do as he pleases. We just trust in him. We appreciate with all our hearts what God has promised in this day. But we need bread now. We need a fresh lot of bread. I'm looking for the bread today. Many look back to Pentecost and say, that's wonderful. Oh, the day of Pentecost was so wonderful. But we need a fresh Pentecost today. I can't live off a past Pentecost, as wonderful as it was, and I'm amazed at it. But the same God promised to put out his spirit upon all flesh in our generation. And I believe we should be seeing a Pentecost here before the Lord comes. Absolutely. We need a true Pentecost today. Has God got out of business? He hasn't gone out of business. His word is the same. He's always. Hebrews 13:8. Does anyone know what Hebrews 13:8 says? That's what he said. Just read it. I hope you remember. Jesus Christ is saying, yes.
get in to a now experience. The healing on the pool of Bethesda was a now experience. When the angel troubled the water, all they had to do
something going on here with this microphone. Hey? That's here. Oh, well. We will fix it. Praise the Lord. So we see the pool of Bethesda was a now experience. If you want to be healed, get in the water. Like in the river of God we spoke about the other week. To get into that flow, you've got to put not just your ankles, your knees, you get right in. Get in and God will bless you with it. You can swim in it. I don't want my feet on the ground. I want God to take me by the Spirit. Sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. The pool was a now experience. Not looking to. One day I will. Not good enough. Now. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. You believe in the Lord? Say amen.
Amen.
And you say, Lord, I'm just going to receive what you've done. I don't care whether brothers and sisters don't believe. I'm going to believe it. Hallelujah. We've all done it. We're going to have to do it again. Not next week, not next month, now. Praise the Lord. I love the story, and then we're going to close. Elisha, he just come across the river with Elijah. Elijah was taken up in a chariot, remember? Straight into heaven. What a lovely exit. And he threw his coat down, you know. He picked up that coat. Listen to his words. And he went to the bank of the river and couldn't get across. He said, Elijah, you'll have to come back and help me out here. No. He picked up that coat. And the waters opened. And he walked across. And all the prophets said, wow. They were just wowers. They just looked. But brother and sister, we want to be possessors. Where is the God of Elijah? I believe it. And I believe God will honor that. If we look around tonight, he says, Brother Branham says this, we'd go back to some of these great churches all the way down through the age and say, this is it, or this is that, this is it. If you don't watch it, you'll be walking in the glare instead of a light. You'll be walking in a glare instead of a light, the glare of that age, the glare of this age, or this time. He says, if you watch in a rear vision mirror, don't ever do this, brothers. When you're driving, don't look in the rear vision mirror. He says, if you watch in the rear vision mirror, you'll have a wreck. That's been the trouble. That's the reason the Luther wrecked up when Wesley come on. That's the reason the Wesley, you know, the Wesleyan church are not against these people, but, you know, these organizations are dead as a doornail. Because they start to look in the rear vision mirror of what their founder did. He says, if the Wesley's wrecked up when the Pentecostals come on. And if we don't watch, the Pentecostal is going to wreck up too. They just don't keep on your toes to watch. You see, you're always looking back, referring to what somebody else did back there. When we're commanded to look forward, keep going on. Hallelujah. Keep going on. Their prophecy happened in their days. This happens in this day. And the next happens in the next day. It's allotted out to the end time. And there are things that's supposed to be going on now. According to the scriptures. The Holy Spirit on earth. Poured out upon the people. We should be seeing now the Spirit of the living God. We should be seeing it. We could have a big church and, you know, if we lowered the level, we lowered the criteria, lowered the standards. You can do this, you can do that. You can live like the world and still come to church. We'd fill the church. They love it. They love the music. We're told about the music all the time, every day, every week. People just love the music, but the music's not going to do it. It's meeting the Christ of now. You've got to meet him now. Let me say this with absolute fear and trembling. Brother Branham was speaking to the Pentecostals, wrecking up because of looking in the rear vision mirror what happened. But today is another day. We're 70 years down the road. 70 years, more than a generation down the road. And believers are getting in danger of also wrecking up, looking back to what, 70 years ago. That's no good. I want the Jesus Christ of today to be in our midst the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise be to God. Why? Because they're constantly looking back to what God did back there. All the great meanings. Think of this. I've said this many times. Wonderful things. Great healings, miracles. They actually happened regularly because they were a God, he was a God of the now. But you know what? Most of those people are dead and buried. Most of them are dead. So we can't look back to there. On living Christ now. The same one that worked back there, he can work now. He's a God of the now. The same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise be to God. I pray that the Lord will show that to us. And you're expecting, you know, it's like this. Some people think they go to a banquet. Most glorious banquet, and they had the most glorious banquet back there. They saw the blessings of God. You go to a banquet last year, and you're expecting it to sustain you for the year. It doesn't work. Having a feed last year is not going to sustain you for this year. You've got to come fresh every day, get fresh manna from God. In fact, people enjoy the letter of the word, but they lack the life of the Holy Ghost that commanded, accompanied the word of God. Without a present-day baptism of the Holy Ghost, we will not be there. Foolish virgins tried to rely on the wise virgin's experience. It did not work. Give us of your oil, our lamps have gone out. Sorry, we cannot do that. I've got just enough myself. And you've got to have your own supply. We want to be talking about these things the next few weeks. Proper study. Brother and sister, it's wake up time. The whole church needs to wake up. It's a personal experience in the Holy Ghost. We must get there. You can get there. It's already been given. The gift of the Holy Ghost is for those that believe. Yes, we just don't want to be a sanctified bunch like the virgins were. The foolish virgin was sanctified people, very clean lives, but no Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, open unto us, for our lamps are gone out. They once had it, an experience, and it's gone flat. God's not taking you on past experiences. God's going to take you on how you are today. Do you believe that with all your heart? Praise be to God. The man's always praising God for what he has done, looking forward to what he will do, and ignoring what he is doing. I love this reading as we come to a close. Wow. Revelation 1:8. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. Isn't that interesting, that order that God spoke? He says, I am the Lord, saith the Lord, which is the now, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. That's the order, not the other way around. Praise be to God. Isn't the Lord wonderful? I'm just going to close down because I could say a lot more. It's so wonderful. And it all says the same thing, really. But I love this verse in Jude, chapter 1, verse 3. Beloved, that means to all believers. When I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly, you there, sister, brothers, you must earnestly contend. That means press in for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. You've got to press in. It's not going to come from some other preacher or... You've got to press in. Your wife may not be interested, but you've got to press in. Your husband may not be interested, but you've got to press in. Can't blame them. You'll have to give an answer yourself. He's the God of the now. May God help us all to live for a today experience and not looking behind or looking ahead and ignoring the present day experience with our Lord Jesus. Now, brother and sister, you're going to take this home. You're going to have to think what you're going to do with it. Have I been looking in the past? One day he'll be filled with the Spirit. No, you want to be filled now. You say, how can I be? Just be hungry and thirsty. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. You see how important that is? Hallelujah. I've got to do it. My wife's got to do it. My children got to do it. I can't do it for them. I'd do it if I could, but I can't. The church can't do it for you. The preachers can't do it for you. You've got to press in yourself. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we stand for prayer? Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, we come to thee this morning knowing it's the truth that has been spoken, Lord. Living in the glare of another age won't work. We've got to be in the presence of this age. We've got to be in the present time events that you are working in our lives today. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll bless every brother and sister here and those listening around the world. That they'll know, Lord, that they must press it themselves. They can't wait for the church. They can't wait for the pastors or the deacons or whoever. They're going in to find you. And you are freely available today. You're the same yesterday and today and forever. Lord, help us each to come this way. I want more of you, Lord. My brothers and sisters want more of you. Pray you'll grant it to us, Lord. Send the power down, Lord. You've promised it. It's ours. We don't have to look back and see the wonderful blessings in Azusa Street or Pentecost. We can have the same experience now. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless each one in Jesus' wonderful name. We give this word to you. Pray, Lord, that it'll bring forth good fruit in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Right, let's sing this. Here it is.
I know not why God's wondrous love, He had made known. Oh, I am worthy, Christ in love, redeemed before His own.
Hallelujah! Sister here would like prayer, and you believe in the God of the now, not the convention, or next week's or next month, but you believe God can meet your need, whatever it may be, and you'd like to be prayed for, I'm willing to pray for you, and I believe God will answer your prayer. You feel that? You just come now as we sing. I know not how the Spirit works.
Just saying, I'm reaching out to you. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord.
I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. I know your arm is not too short. It can't reach me. And as I pray and press my way, I'll grow to be more like you. Yes, I'm reaching out to you. I'm reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. I know your arm is not too short. It can't reach me. And as I
close in prayer and then we'll sing one more. Precious Lord Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word this morning, Lord, and how, Lord, wonderful you are to reveal yourself unto us, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you would, Lord, draw our hearts, Lord, and continue, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, Lord. It's not by our own enthusiasm, Lord, or by our might or strength, Lord, but it's by the wooing, Lord, of your Spirit, Lord. And I just pray that we would be tender, Lord, and humble, Lord, to be able to recognize, Lord, when you're speaking, and to be able to, Lord, walk with you, Lord Jesus, in this time, today, Lord. And we just pray a blessing as we go our way, Lord. We pray a blessing upon the food and the fellowship, Lord, and that you would be with us and bless us, Lord, as we come back at 1 o'clock. Commit all things into your hands at this time, in Jesus' name, amen. Let's sing I Lift My Voice in Song Unto the Night, number 175.
I lift my voice in song unto thy name. I lift my hands to your every name and say, come fill me now, Lord Jesus, let it be. Let now my lips speak new found praise to thee. Singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to thy name. And worship to thy name. I lift my voice and song unto thy name. I lift my hands to your every day the same. Come fill me now, Lord Jesus.
But may the Lord bless you as you go your way.